Hey, how are things going with your parents?
Not great. They hired divorce attorneys.
Yeah, speaking of attorneys, if I ever needed a lawyer, I would not hire She-Hulk.
You know what? That was almost on topic. I'm going to say good job, Sheldon.
Wait, She-Hulk's a lawyer?
Yeah, she works at a law firm in New York.
Yes, but she's the only monster at the firm. Between you, me, and the wall, I think she's an affirmative action hire.
Anyway, Dad's going to be here in town, so I won't be able to do Christmas dinner this year.
If you're not up to hosting Christmas dinner, I'm happy to do it. You can even bring your father.
That would be nice.
I've always wanted to do a traditional Victorian Christmas. Parlor games, goose, and figgy pudding.
Oh! English pudding. You get yourself all excited for pudding, and here comes a cake with raisins in it. I'm not going.
You're going.
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you. I love you.
Well, you call it love, but it has a lot of raisins in it.
Amy, good luck getting these guys excited about a dinner with a theme. I gave up when no one cared about my Tom Hanks giving.
I think a Victorian Christmas sounds nice.
I agree.
Why not?
You guys suck!
You know the best part of working in the clean room? No allergies. Check it out. Oh, that's a lot of oxygen.
We should get going to Amy's.
Can you believe there was a time when we would have needed an array of giant Chernikov telescopes to detect cosmic particles, and here we are, building our own multi-wire detector like a couple of badasses.
I know, if we were still single, we'd be tripping over all that booty.
Ladies do love a man dressed like a kitchen garbage bag. Oh, no.
How the hell did a pigeon get in here?
You shut the loading doors, right?
I thought you did.
Do you know what a disaster this is?
You mean because this room isn't supposed to have dust in it and we just let in a flying crap machine?
What do we do? Should we call someone?
And tell them that we compromised all the equipment. Let's just get it out of here before anyone knows.
Okay, how do we catch it?
Well, what if we turn off all the lights except for one and it'll come to it?
It's not a moth!
Don't yell at me. You're not going to get any good ideas out of me if you're yelling.
Okay, so if I remain calm, I'll get more gems like turn off the lights?
Right. We're turning on each other. That's just what the bird wants us to do.
So, Dr. Kuther Pauly, long flight?
20 hours.
Oh, that's rough.
Not at all. Did you know that when you fly transcontinental without your wife, you don't pray for the plane to crash?
Please talk about anything else.
Forgive me. How are you and Leonard?
Oh, great. Everything's good.
I see you got engaged.
Yes, we did.
Let me tell you a story.
Dad!
Sorry. I'm sure you won't grow to hate each other.
Hey, Leonard. What's up? What? How did that happen? Yeah, okay. I'll be there as soon as I can. Sorry, I have to run to the university.
What's going on?
There's been a problem with our experiment. A bird got into the clean room.
You want me to come?
No, you had a long flight. You stay here and relax.
Relax? Easy for you to say. Your mother isn't cleaning out your bank account. 40 years, the woman never cleaned a thing.
You're just gonna leave him here?
Relax, he says.
Yep, bye.
I appreciate the ride.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So find your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus coming to you now.
Why'd you turn it off?
Because in the last 10 minutes, Santa came to town, kissed Mommy, and ran Grandma over with a reindeer. I had a drunk uncle who did all those things. Nobody sings songs about him.
Maybe you'd like him more if you thought of Santa as a superhero and his power is bringing joy to children.
Yeah, my uncle was accused of that, too. It turned out to be legal in Oklahoma.
Okay, new subject. Let's talk about presents. What did you get Amy?
Oh, we're not exchanging gifts.
Come on, Sheldon, you have to get her something.
But why should I? She knows that I don't like Christmas, and yet every year she forces me to celebrate it. You know, not only am I going to this foolish dinner against my will, at the Christmas tree lot, there was mistletoe, and she kissed me under it in public. Like we were the stars of a Tijuana sex show.
She's just excited about the holidays.
Yes, and she's not taking my feelings into account at all. And maybe it's time I teach her a lesson.
How?
It'd have to be something heinous. Something that makes her as miserable as she's making me. Oh, I've got it. This is good.
What?
I'm going to buy her a present.
Yeah, you're gonna have to walk me through that.
With gift-giving, there's an implied social contract. If I show up tonight with a present and she doesn't have one for me, she'll feel terrible.
Then you're both sad.
Yes. And maybe she'll feel so guilty she'll never make me celebrate the holidays again.
So your evil plot here is to buy your girlfriend a present?
That's right. You so stay on my good side or I'll get you a little something too.
Okay, here's the plan. Put the food in the bag, and when he lands in the bag to eat it, we close it up.
A Slim Jim?
All I can find, it'll work.
Sure, if the pigeon's stoned or a trucker.
Okay, well, what's your plan?
I told you my plan. Let's call building services and get out.
And admit that we contaminated the clean room?
No, admit that you contaminated the clean room.
Why do you keep assuming it was me?
Because you do this kind of thing all the time, and then you try to cover it up.
Like when?
What about when you flipped the Mars rover? Or lost Cuthor Polly's dog? Or almost drove off with that baby?
Again, it looked like my car, and the baby didn't even cry until his mother punched me with her keys.
Fine, put the Slim Jim in the garbage bag.
Okay, well, what if you said it without sounding so condescending?
I can try, but your plan has the words garbage bag and Slim Jim in it.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, the genius here wants to catch a bird with a garbage bag and a Slim Jim.
Should have put it in the bag first.
Mind me asking, do you think you might start dating again?
It's much too soon for that. Why, do you know someone?
No, but if things don't work out with me and Leonard, I'll give you a call. Wait, how much do you talk about Star Trek?
Okay, let's get this Victorian party started. I've done some research about some traditional parlor games we can play.
Like what?
Well, there's a fun one called Ball of Wool. You take a ball of wool and you put it right in the center of the table. Then people sit on opposite sides of the table and try to blow the wool off.
Sorry, she's taken too.
You know what I think your problem is? You're jealous because you and I used to be best friends until Cuthra Polly came along.
And you found somebody you could push around?
Hey! Stay out of this.
Okay.
Maybe I'm best friends with Raj because he doesn't think he's smarter than me.
Actually,
that's it. Stay out of it.
No. Raj, go ahead. Say what you were going
to
say.
All I'm going to say is you guys need to stop this right now. It's bad enough that my parents are fighting. Now I have to hear the two of you. And who cares who's smarter, if it's Leonard or me or, you know, it's Christmas. Let's say it's Howard.
Well, if you're so smart, you get the bird out.
No, you're the one who let him in.
How do you know it wasn't Leonard?
Come on.
What about that sweater?
No, it's not good enough. It has to be perfect.
I think the nicest gifts I've got from Howie show how well he knows me.
Well, let's see what I know about Amy. She loves medieval literature. Chaucer's her favorite. And her eyes sparkle when she watches old French movies. I enjoy how harp music causes her fingers to dance as if she's playing along.
Wow, you really do love her.
I do. Now let's find the kind of gift that makes her feel small and worthless.